I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, for me, one of the nicest things about traveling is coming home. When I'm away, a good friend stops by every day to make sure my pets have plenty of food and water. She even plays with them. But when I come home from a trip, I can tell my cats have missed me. One walks in front of me as I climb the stairs, trying to figure out where I'm going next so she can go there too. Another does the tuck and roll maneuver at my feet. If you have a cat, you probably recognize that one. He tucks his head down, then rolls over on top of my feet, giving them a nice full body massage. Some days it can be difficult to walk because they're underfoot, but then I remember that they're just expressing their pleasure that I'm back. It's a sense of companionship and familiarity that tells me I'm home. My travels sometimes take me outside the Alabama Public Radio listening area. I may sleep in unfamiliar beds and eat in unfamiliar places, but I can always turn on the radio and search the lower end of that dial until I find it. The unmistakable sound of public radio. And once I locate the public radio station on the dial, I don't have to waste my time searching anymore. Whether I hear classical music or recognizable voices like Terry Gross or Scott Simon, that connection feels like home wherever I am. Still, as I'm returning from my trip, getting close to home, I hit the button on my car radio, the one that's set to Alabama Public Radio. Whether it's our award-winning news team with the latest news update or David Duff giving me some insight into a piece of classical music, it feels like I'm practically there. I know I'm close to home, close to the things I depend on to be a part of my life. If you're a regular listener to APR, but you just haven't made that call yet, it's time to come home to Alabama Public Radio. Call 855-353-6644 or go online to APR.org to make a contribution and join the family. It feels like home when you're speaking of pets and when you're speaking of Alabama Public Radio.